If you want to sell more online courses using webinars, but you aren't quite sure how it works or how to host one, this episode is for you. I'll go over the benefits of using webinars to sell courses, the difference between live and automated webinars, and how to host a webinar yourself. If you want to use webinars to grow your online business to over $10,000 per month, maybe even have an automated webinar system that sells your courses for you while you sleep, stay tuned to find out how. Hi, welcome to the 10K Course Creator Show. My name is Steven, and this show is all about helping course creators grow their online business to over $10,000 per month in the fastest and simplest way possible. And using webinars is, in my opinion, the most effective way to sell online courses. It can help you quickly build trust with your potential students and clearly communicates the value of your courses. How does it work exactly? How do you sell courses with webinars? I had a client named Jess. She was generating around $1,000 per month from her course before I met her. So she was posting organically everywhere, having messenger conversations with each person who have shown some interest. And she was making some money, but it was too much work for too little results. Her goal was to make at least $10,000 per month income from her courses, and she was not close to it at all. So after she started working with me, she soon started running webinars to sell her courses. And after running her first webinar, she generated over $1,000, and that's within a few days. And by the second month, she had her first 10K month in her business. So now, how did she do it? Different people might have different definitions of what a webinar is. So let me first define what I mean by webinars here. When I say webinar, I mean a sales webinar, which is a training or presentation that runs from at least 30 to 60 minutes and maybe more, possibly up to 2 to 3 hours, with the specific goal of converting attendees of the webinars into paying students for your online course. So you attract an audience to register for the webinar by promising to teach a certain topic and deliver some valuable content. And towards the end, you make a sales pitch and ask people to pay and join your course or your program. Generally, the webinar will be free so that people are more willing to register for it, and there will be more chances for you to promote and sell your paid course. So my client Jess, she sells a course that help English teachers become independent and increase their income by finding students online. She runs a 60-minute webinar where she first shares her story about how she got laid off and she had to find a way to make more income herself. So she shared the secret of how she was able to find students online as an independent English teacher, and she marketed herself and started making more double the income she was making when she was working for a company. Then towards the end, she talks about the course that she offers, which is a complete blueprint for English teachers on setting up an online business, marketing themselves, and managing students and payment, the whole system. So English teachers from all over the world joined her webinar, and she was able to make sales each week from her webinar, which helped grow her business to over $10,000 per month. All right, so why do sales webinars work so well for selling online courses? Now, can you guess what's the most important thing you need to turn a potential student into a paying student? That is trust. And a webinar is a very effective way to build trust because you can get the attendees' undivided attention for a fairly long period of time. They registered for it and saved the time slot to pay attention to your presentation. So during that time, you can demonstrate that you understand their problems, you show them how your course can help them reach their goals, and you can tell stories and show case studies to build trust and authority so that they feel more comfortable with investing in your course. Especially with a higher priced course, say in the $300 to $500 range, it's not a small amount for most people, and they will need a lot of information and build up some trust with the instructor before they can make the decision to purchase. And webinar is one of the most powerful and effective ways to deliver that information and build that trust that they need to make that decision. Compare that to, say, you send potential students to your sales page, or maybe give them a freebie like an ebook. Now, they might take a couple minutes to quickly scan through the contents if you even manage to get them to download that ebook or read that sales page carefully in the first place. So therefore, it's extremely difficult to build up enough trust or deliver enough information for them to make that purchase, even if they were interested in the first place. Now, on the other hand, with the webinar, you're spending at least 30 to 60 minutes or more with them, so you get a lot of time to deliver a lot of information and build trust with them. Also, with the webinar, you can add in deadlines as well, which is very powerful in encouraging potential students to take action immediately and join your course instead of delaying that decision and forgetting about you. So utilizing webinars effectively, and you can build trust and create urgency with your potential buyers in a way that very few other course sales strategies can do for you. All right, now let's say you do want to host a webinar to sell your online course. First, you're gonna need to decide which type of webinar you wanna host, live webinar or automated webinar. Now, a live webinar is where you actually show up live at a specific date and time, and all the registrants will gather at that exact time to join that webinar. Now, they can interact with you, of course, during the live webinar, ask questions, and you can give them real-time answers. And the main benefit here is, of course, it is easier to get students to join your paid course on a live webinar than, say, versus a recorded webinar. Because you're selling toward the end, and some people might have questions, and you can answer the questions in real time. And sometimes just having that one question answered can make the difference between a person joining and not joining your paid course. Now, compare that with an automated webinar. Now, the registrants are still registering to attend at a specific time, but when they attend, they are watching a recording instead of you delivering it live. Now, the biggest benefit, of course, is you don't actually have to show up and deliver, and that takes a huge workload off of you, the course creator. And you can literally make course sales while you're sleeping. Also, you can actually offer many more time slots for users to choose from. So it's actually easier to get someone to register for an automated webinar than a live webinar. So both have their pros and cons. Which one should you choose? Now, my recommendation is start with live webinars with the goal of moving to automated down the road. Especially if you have never done sales webinars before, when you first start doing them, chances are you won't be very, very good at it, especially if you aren't someone who are used to presenting or speaking in front of people. And if you go ahead and record a presentation, it will very likely be subpar presentation that might not convert very well. So go live at least a few times, and after you have done some really good live presentations, and then you can take the recording, edit it, and turn it directly into a video for your automated webinar. And that's what I did myself. I did about 10 weekly live webinars. I wasn't very good when I first started, but I got better as I went on. And then I was very happy with the quality and the conversion toward the end. So I took the best performing one and then made it the recording of my automated webinar. And then from there, I started getting sales even when I was sleeping or when I was going on vacation. So I remember in a fateful day in November 2017, I immediately went on vacation after I finished setting up my first automated webinar. And while I was walking on the beach, a sale came in. Someone from seeing my ads, registering, attending the automated webinar, and purchasing my course all without my involvement. And I knew that I had really built a system that can work for me and give me the freedom I wanted from my business. And the following year, I used automated webinar to generate over $300,000 in course sales. So now let's say you are convinced you want to set up your own webinar. One aspect of running webinars that probably scare a lot of course creators is the tech part. And how do you set up a webinar system for people to register? And how do you deliver the presentation? What system and tools do you use? Now, for live webinars, it's actually fairly simple. You can literally just do a Facebook Live or a YouTube Live, and that is your webinar presentation. Zoom can also work very well, and that's what my clients just used. Now, it will also be good to add a registration system to remind registrants to attend, so you can ask someone to register with their email address and send them the reminders. Now, this can be done through any email service providers, say like MailChimp. I actually use a tool called ManyChat, which allows you to send reminders via Facebook inbox as well as email. If you want to learn about that, you can go to manychat.com. That's M-A-N-Y-C-H-A-T. Now for automated webinars, the tech is a little bit more complicated, which is also why I recommend you to start with live webinars and make sure your live webinars are profitable before you invest time into building an automated system. Or maybe you can invest money to outsource the setup for the automated system. I use a tool called EverWebinar, and if you want to check that out, you can use this link, 10kcoursecreator.com/get-everwebinar, and you can get a 14-day trial for $1. Anyway, tech stuff can be scary and maybe not easy if you're learning to do it for the first time. But the good news is you only need to learn this once. And once you've got it set up, it will keep working for your business and keep working for you. And it's one of the best investments you can make in yourself and your business. So besides setting up the webinar, there are also other components you need in order to skyrocket your income and say reach $10,000 or more per month for your business. For example, you need to know how to properly price your course and how to promote your webinars so that you actually have people registering and joining your webinar. If you're interested in learning more about that, guess what? I have a free webinar prepared for you. The topic is 3 secrets how to grow your online course business to over $10,000 per month, and it's completely free to join. If you're interested, go to the link below, www.10kcoursecreator.com/start, to register now. I look forward to sharing more with you in the workshop. See you there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you have any questions or you want to contact me, the best way to reach me is at my Facebook page, inbox at m.me/10kcoursecreators. Bye for now.